And welcome to another offering of Heavenly Blessings with Linda Dillon, channel for the Council of Love and author of many books, leader of many webinars and courses, all created to assist our evolutionary process. And I'm your host, Suzanne Maresca. We're very excited to be welcoming our lovely friend Galea to the show today. Our guest serves as communications officer aboard the Neptune, which happens to be Commander Ashira's ship. Given that she has an entirely different perspective than we do around all that's happening here on Gaia, Galea will be offering an update, and I imagine some much-needed encouragement. Greetings, Linda.
Greetings, Susie. And yes, it's so funny, actually. I should share with our listeners and our guests that so often as we get ready to do our show is that we have this pre-conversation that is so intense. And often I find myself thinking, we should have pushed the record button because this is really juicy, insightful stuff. Yeah. But here we are, and I'm certainly glad to be with you and really happy to be bringing Galea back to have this conversation because there's so much happening upon Gaia, upon the planet. And on the one hand, there's the obvious, which we were just talking about, the breaking down of the chaos and the illusions. And then there's also this energetic upgrade, upliftment, higher attunement that we're all feeling. So it's like, as you put it, Susie, that we're at the, we're at the starting gate. And everything's wide open.
Yes, and it's very incredibly important what we pay attention to, what we choose to pay attention to, because we have any number of things that we can do so. And as we were talking before the show about how over time our negative thoughts can become a habitual thing to the point that it becomes an entity unto itself. Which is a really interesting idea. So that just puts forth that we are these amazing creator beings. So if we do the same sort of thing over time in a positive way, that will also create an entity. Well, we didn't really talk about that, but what an idea, huh?
It's an idea, and it's in fact a reality, is that what we put out there. I don't think that most people, myself included, by the way, and I think of myself as a pretty powerful creator.
Yes, ma'am.
But I don't think that we fully acknowledge or realize the power that we actually have as creators and co-creators for Nova Earth. And we've seen how, if we can call it the lesser or the lower or even the negative vibrations, have taken form. And, gained their own independence, as it were, in form, both etherically and spiritually and mentally and emotionally and physically, over time, that they appear to be, insurmountable, tangible realities. But those are things that we as the human race have created. We're doing the Core Issues class at the moment. And I think I mentioned to you that really for one of the first times that I'm seeing this energy of core issues, which of course is being brought forward by the process, but I'm actually seeing them as independent entities. And as I was saying to you, is that what I'm looking at in terms of the shame, blame, guilt, fault, lack, limitation, the list is endless, is that those energies in and of themselves are really exhausted. Like they don't look to me like robust, fulfilling, joyous, filled energy. They look like, as I said to you, is scraps of burnt paper that are simply floating up in the currents of air and saying, oh, thank God we can go home.
Mm. Yeah. Such an interesting idea.
And we tend to demonize a lot of things. So we think of this as becoming an independent entity. And then we say, oh, I've been attacked, or there's a demon after me. But so often these demons are things that we, in our incredible power as human beings, have created.
Yeah, so would that have to be resulting in, like, in order to have wholeness, then that would be an integration of an acceptance of that creation? A transmutation of that creation back into our own magnificent light?
A transmutation or an elimination, or using the universal law of change, to just bring it back to wholeness. And if you don't feel capable or strong enough, because we all know what it feels like when you feel like, you know, I'm on the ground squirming and I'm screaming for help. Don't tell me to start working with the energy. But you can just invoke it and send it back to the light. Give it to Michael. Give it to the mother. Give it to your guardian angel.
Mm-hmm.
But give it away.
Ooh, yeah. What an interesting discussion. Wow.
It is, and you know, it's really interesting, and I'm wondering if Galea, so I'm putting on my request, which is a very schizophrenic thing to do, right? But it'd be interesting to hear again how our star family deals with what we would call that negative energy. Because I know that they have reached the point of evolution or beingness, that's not part of their community. That's not part of their consciousness. But for example, when we as the powerful creator race are sending up these vibes, how is that dealt with? Like, what do they do with it? Yeah.
Wow.
Because it doesn't penetrate them. There's an observation factor. Just like, you know, with the masters and the archangels, they see it. They certainly can identify it. But it doesn't penetrate them.
No.
So maybe there's some deeper insight here to be had.
Like we can be the masters that they are and observe. We could observe ourselves even.
Absolutely. You know, the council years ago used to call us M&Ms, which I thought was the cutest name. But what they said was that it was an abbreviation for Masters in the Making. About 2 years ago, they absolutely dropped that term. And they said, okay, you're there, you're here, we're here, and now we're in this partnership of really sacred union partnership of co-creation. And it's almost as if we've started that process, but now the invitation is like, let's really go. Like, we've been in training, we've been bringing stuff forward, we've been holding the space. We've each been doing what our mission and purpose is, and it's unique and different for each one of us.
Mm-hmm.
But now it's like, let's really go.
Yeah. And let's really go involves a deep level of trust and faith, because if you are all caught up in the what-ifs and the wonderings of, you know, whatever issues, you really can't go that deep.
You can't go that deep. We had a really interesting discussion on the Council of Love conference call, which we have the first and third Saturday of the month. And I guess that is a plug, but more importantly was that Gabrielle came forth and was talking to us about the difference between resignation and surrender, and how those two often get confused.
Oh yeah.
And I think when we're in resignation, we're feeling that overwhelm and the world's a mess and it's all bullshit and I can't do anything about
it. It's a constrictive state.
Yeah. And that's not a creative state.
No.
So, be interesting to see what they have to share today.
It's true. So that sounds like a really good time to jump into a nice, juicy meditation.
And away we go.
All right. Thank you.
Oh, thank you, Susie. So, let's begin by taking a nice deep breath of Archangel Gabriel's gold, that pure, sheer energy of gold and of golden joy. So as we begin, feel yourself sinking into the chair or your car seat or the bed or the floor. And just relax. Take this time for your sweet self. Yes, because you deserve it. And because it's a necessary part of the care and feeding not only of your spirit, but your body as well. So feel your jaw relax, your neck. Bring your shoulders down. Feel that tri-flame of your heart, your beautiful center, pink diamond flame, and the mother's supporting blue diamond flame, and the father's supporting gold diamond flame. And drop down into your gray Alsha, your Halion, that wonderful mixed chakra that is your bridge to your star family. And just before we go out, drop down to your solar plexus. Drop down and feel that gold, that lemony yellow, that rich autumn color in your solar plexus. Feel the awakening of your heart, of your power, of the assumption of your divine authority. And breathe gold. From the palest yellow to the deepest Florentine gold. Now come back up to your Halion chakra. Which is mint, that fresh green, shot through with Electra, the planet, Electra blue, and electric blue. But today there's a great deal of that moody Uriel gray Elsha in each and every one of us. So add to that the color of mist, of fog, of silver and pewter, and blend it in to the brilliant mist. And feel this chakra, this point between your heart and your solar plexus, open wide. And feel yourself traveling out on Uriel's mist. Out of your room. Leave yourself relaxing on your chair, but float up through the ceiling through the sky, through the ceiling of what we think of as our sky. Keep going. Break through big blue. And in your mist chariot, to see yourself approaching either the Neptune, which is the mothership of the unified forces of the outer galaxies, or your favorite ship. Maybe it's a smaller exploratory ship where your friends and family, your spirit family, reside. Let the mist take you wherever you need to go. And feel sweet angels, sweet star seeds, that wonderful sense of excitement and anticipation that you're going literally where you have so often requested. As you approach the ship, see the landing deck, which is also silver and pewter. That blue-gray. And there on the deck, waiting for you. It's not only Galea, but your best star friends and your absolutely favorite guide. Of course we have favorites. Feel the warmth of the embrace and the joy not only that you feel, but that they feel, that emanates from them directly into your heart as they welcome you home. Take their hands and go inside, for this is your time to visit, to heal, to explore, and to simply be, to be refilled. And breathe the mist. And let go. Greetings, I am Galea.
Welcome.
And welcome to you, Bright Angel. And all of you who are Bright Angels. And star seeds and earth keepers, we welcome you all. And yes, yet again, we broadcast this energy, this gift, this union and reunion far and wide. Yes, of course, to every single Gaian heart, to every single Gaian being, and far beyond. When we listen to these exchanges, what happens, and what you are also fully capable of, is not only to hear my voice, to receive the information, love, and energy that we share, but we also listen to the input, to the response, to the reactions, to the conjoining of this conversation with all whom it reaches. Yes, upon Gaia and far beyond. You know, there are times when we will have conversations, even, yes, certainly within one ship, but even between ships or various clusters of us, shall I put it that way, where we say, well, did you see that reaction, and how do you think that went, and what was the response, and what can we adjust? Because, of course, when we are having these conversations, it is a meeting of our frequencies. So to us, and I know to you, that coming together on the same frequency, on the same vibratory rate, and the adjustments that have need desirable to take place are very important to us. So not only does that take place during our conversation, there is always continued conversation amongst us about how do you think that goes? How do you think that went? As the energy continues to penetrate you, and as the channel has asked, that it does penetrate us. We have spoken to you previously about language and how we will use different forms of language. And that is not simply oral or verbal communication. That is various methodologies of adjusting to frequency. So in terms of, for example, when we witness what you might term a negative energy or a negative frequency, action, vibratory situation upon your planet, and it is either sent to us or shared with us, we do not take it within ourselves, not individually or collectively. And this is what has happened in previous times upon the planet, that energy of lesser than has been incorporated into the belief systems and the structures of your planet. And then even acted upon as if it had some realm of solidity, which of course it does not. When we observe or see floating towards us a negative energy, again, either specifically or generally, what we do is simply send it the energy of transmutation. And that is why we have infuse today's meditation with a great deal of Uriel's clarity of the silver and the gray osha. We infuse it with that. And so it is transmuted. Our use and our application, our incorporation of the divine energies, yes, of what you would think of as the flames, for example, or of universal law, is second nature. It is not that we have to have individually a meeting with ourselves and our higher self or our universal self, or that we have to go to a conference room and discuss how to deal with this. It is second nature. So when we see something that is of a vibratory nature that we don't welcome or need or does not add to our beingness, our joy factor, our purity, our peacefulness, it is immediately transmuted. And it is transmuted not only for us, but if we can say everyone who is participating, who might be a recipient of that energy. Now, it would be a severe understatement to say that given that task alone, that all of us in the many fleets are working overtime and successfully, because that is a measure that you tend to look to, successfully transmuting much of the chaos and the morass of hatred, abuse, control that has permeated the behavior patterns of Gaia and human beings for a very long time. Now, we do not come like thieves in the night to steal what you are clinging to. Now, this is important for each of you, beloveds, to understand. We do not come and take from you that which you have not, by act of free will, yes, and some determination, and courage, and valor, and fortitude, and laughter, and glee, that you have not decided to give up. Because that would be an interference and against the mother's plan, for none of us interfere with your sacred divine will, because it is that sacred free divine will that is the embodiment, that is the trigger of the shift, the ascension upon your planet. So we cannot and will not interfere with that. But we do transmute and transcend, by the way, everything else that you so freely are relinquishing. Each of you in a very unique, positive way. So the more that you are relinquishing, yes, the busier we are becoming. We are happy to do this. Now, in that, I also come this day because of the nature of the increase in your frequency, the frequency of Gaia, of the capacity of each of you to hold more light quotient. We suggest and we tell you, actually, that we have significantly increased the flow to each and every one of you, not simply your outer bodies, but your inner body, your physical body, your cells, your bones, your structures, your psyche, of the Porlana Sea. This has been magnified about 1,000-fold, and that has begun earlier, what you would think of over your weekend. So we are overjoyed because we are already seeing the transformative effect of this further infusion into your field. Now, this is in the very air you breathe, much like the mother tsunami. It is not of a nature that interferes with your divine authority and your free will. The nature of Porlana Sea, which in its simplest form you may think of as our spirit life force, in fact fortifies your free will. Now, why has the mother granted and in fact guided us to increase this frequency? And why, on heaven and on earth and throughout the multitude of galaxies, is this desirable to reinforce free will, which in hindsight, shall we say, has gotten you into so much trouble? Because your free will essence and self, in the simplest explanation, your deepest, truest desire is to align with divine will. Not just to align with us, because we are only part of that chain. And yes, in what we think of as our egoic moments, individually and collectively, we like to think that we are an important part of the chain because we love you and we love being part of that chain. But the alignment of your free will with divine will and the free choice in every breath you are taking to choose love, to choose peace, to choose joy, to choose transformation and co-creation is essential. Some of you, and now I address what I think of as my soul family upon Gaia, the light worker, love holder community. There are times in the purity of your being, in the sweetness of your core, which we love, you have attempted to exempt yourself from free will. And for all the right reasons. So do not take this as a critique. It is far from that. But you have witnessed the melee that free will has chosen and created. Yes, as you have both talked about earlier, as the construct that has assumed the form of either an institution or an entity, but solidity, form. Do you think, well, light workers do not wish to contribute to that chaos form? And so you have said, I will only do what the mother wants. And that is my choice, and that is the greater alignment of your free will with divine will, But in that, sometimes you are not exercising, and it is like a muscle. It must be exercised, or it will become flaccid and non-functional. You do not exercise your innate power of free will because you don't want to contribute to the lower vibratory choices that have been made over time, over many thousands of years, by the human collective. But, beloveds, we wish to reinforce you, and that is why the intensification of the Purlana Sea, of your power to truly choose differently. Now, you have already, to some extent, done that in choosing the light path, in choosing the love path. But we are wishing to fortify that. And in the choices, with every breath that you are taking, to choose a different reality, a different planet, co-creating it with all of us, and I include the entire company of heaven in this, choosing to create a different reality in which to occupy. So it is not participating in the old, and it most certainly is not condemning the old, but it is putting your free will choices on that which truly serves not only some etheric, amorphous, divine plan, but the divine plan, the mother's plan, your plan, in tangible form, in tangible reality. And you say, well, what about the existing mess? You stay the observer, and your participant observer, your participation is sending your free will choice to send the brightest love and light and the divine qualities into that situation while not feeding it, while not giving it any other energy in any way, shape, choice, or form. So you are not feeding it. When you beam the love into a situation, shall we say like Mosul, shall we say like American government, shall we say like the terrorism that is so rampant in Africa or the poverty of Venezuela, when you beam into that, you are really using as second nature the law of transmutation, the law of change, the law of balance of give and receive, above and below, within and without. You are utilizing universal law to transform, but not to fortify. So think of it as your personal, a laser gun, your spiritual light laser gun that you are dissolving what has not been of truth, what has not been of love. And as those particles are dissolving the illusion, those who are caught in the illusion can see you more clearly. And that is why you say, come over here. Make the choice to come over here and join us. I will extend my hand and my heart and my energy. No, I will not override your free will choices, but come over here. You are already seeing through the illusion, and you don't need to try and reconstruct that illusion. Come over here. It is a far happier place to be. That is why we are amplifying your free will. Now I know I have gone on, dearest Susie. Where do you wish to begin?
Oh, well, it's all right. It's always wonderful to hear you speak and say things that that we need to hear. Really, just what you're saying is what we pay attention to is what grows larger and more noticeable in our lives. So it's just very interesting, the idea that, you know, with all this chaos happening and all the fires and storms and shootings and horrible other things, if we know what's going on and we send our transmuting love and universal law invoking to those situations and just not pay attention to it, just pay attention to love and light and the wonderment and beauty that comes out of crisis and people helping each other. This is the message.
That is correct. Think of it in this way, because in many of the places currently upon the planet, it is autumn, a beautiful time of year, and there is a richness, particularly where you choose to live at the moment, dearest Suzanne. There is a richness in the earth, in the color of the leaves and the trees. But think of it in this way. Many of the fields that have been so luxurious and bountiful during the summer months have been furrowed and plowed under. If you go out to your garden after the first or second or third frost, you will see that the plants are beginning to wither and that it is a process. And it is a process of what you think of as the cycles of life. Now the plant is not screaming at you, saying, but I want to live. And yes, let us introduce this concept and then we will continue. Do not ever assume that all the kingdoms, including the plant kingdom, does not have free will. That is incorrect, and that will be a topic for another discussion. Okay. But let us continue. The plant is not screaming, I want to live. There is a choice and a recognition that this is a cycle of life. You do not yell and scream at the plant and say, give me more, another twig or a piece of lettuce or another Brussels sprout. You give thanks. That is why you have this occasion called Thanksgiving. You give thanks. And you assist and you prepare the garden for winter so that the next season it will regenerate. So it is the same in this cycle, which is the end of a very, very long cycle of human existence. You are at the end of the cycle where you are seeing what you think of as the morass of chaos dying. It is withering on the vine. And that is why so many of you are looking at it and saying, how can it still be alive?
Exactly.
But it is withering on the vine, and it is coming to conclusion. When you give that your free will creation choice of we will help you, we will prepare the soil, If necessary, we will save the seeds, not the seeds of destruction, but the seeds of beautiful flowers and vegetables for the next season. That is what you are doing when you are beaming and making the choice to beam into what we have called the chaos, the melee. You are not attempting. Be very clear on this, beloved ones. Do not attempt to fix it. This is a human obsession. And you do it individually. You do it with interpersonal relationships, with the bigger picture. You think, oh, we are going to fix this. Sometimes, the biggest fix comes from allowing the cycle to come to completion, from allowing that plant to die so that it may live again in the bright beauty of the springtime. So your choice is we are helping you along. We are sending you the light and the love, not to strengthen you, yes, to strengthen your free choice to come over to our side, as it were, to the light, and see how wonderful it is. But also the recognition that some of that denser energy may need a cycle of rest. So, for example, when you put a child down because they are throwing a tantrum, and you finally get them to sleep, you don't 5 minutes later go and wake them up. That is foolhardy. So you are sending the love, but it is the soft, gentle laser beam of dissolution, but not of restoration. Is that clear?
Yes. Yes, it is. I've been wondering, you had mentioned, of course, that your spirit and life force is in Porlana Sea, and it's been very accelerated and amplified over the last week or so. Does it have anything to do with the sun activity? Are they in conjunction or
they
separate?
Are in tandem, yes.
Okay. Lots of things happening here.
There is so much that is taking place geophysically upon your planet. Gaia is extraordinarily busy. We are very busy. The masters are very busy. The archangelic and the seraphim and everything in between is very busy. So some of it you can, especially with your expanded consciousness and awareness, which you already have, you are accessing and you're saying, oh, okay, that's what that means. That's what's really going on. You have said repeatedly, both on and off air, sweet one, pay attention.
Mm-hmm.
Because there is so much information in the air around you.
Absolutely. And that's it, you know. That's when I said it, when Linda and I were talking about our individual journeys, that, you know, I'm not going to be talking about what my journey is. It's my journey, and it's not going to be anybody else's. And, yes, it takes years, and it is a journey. And it's just, oh, gosh, I don't know why I'm talking about that. Anyway, I found it very interesting when you talked about others listening to the shows, like others like off-planet. And it makes me wonder about the vibration that a voice carries and how far that goes and the importance.
Often in every tradition, and you have so many delightful traditions upon the planet, there is such richness upon this beautiful planet. That is why we have patiently been in attendance for so long. Not because, in your understanding, that we need you to survive, or that we need you for the completion of our mission. Is our part of our mission assisting you? Yes. But there is such a richness, even in observing and working with you for thousands of years in many unseen ways. We have stuck with it because it is so beautiful. Now think of this. You say to us, and you constantly say to the mother, how can and how does my purest vibration of my soul, of my universal self, express? Well, sweet angels of light, one of the ways in which it expresses is in the sound of your voice.
Mm-hmm.
So often we have said, and the Council of Love has said, that inside the sound is the light, and inside the light is the sound. It is the beginning, and if you can even think that there is ever an end point, because there isn't, but think of it in practicality, the beginning and the end point is the light and the sound. So when the vibration, the frequency of our voices, including yours, goes out, the impact is literally felt throughout the multiverse.
I love that. Because we're really wondering, you know, how best to, how we can best help this whole thing with this shift. We want to be helpful with the show.
Yes. And you are being enormously helpful.
Well, that's so good to know.
And think of this, beloved community. When you chant, when you sing your soul song, when you hum, when you laugh, when you speak the words of love, that is your essence. That is your light. Not just traveling to the next room or to the front door. It is traveling out throughout the multiverse. You are coming to have a greater understanding of the frequency of what we think of as waves, both sound waves, light waves, etc. So when you speak the words of love, that expresses, that is your laser beam. And it is beautiful. Now, we are not telling you to never speak what you think of as your cries for help. We're not saying keep your mouth shut.
Oh, no.
Because also, when you express the sounds of disappointment, disillusionment, despair, anguish, grief, pain, that comes out. Now, do we absorb it as we have begun this conversation? No, we do not absorb it, but we instantaneously transmute it. So you have given us that gift of helping you heal. So by all means, let out the anguish. But, and yes, even we have buts. And you have, as the love holder community, the understanding of the power of words and spoken words. You say to each other, be careful with your words, as careful with your words as you are with your thoughts. So when you say to someone, they're an idiot, that goes out. That disrespect, that disapproval. That doesn't go out as a clarion light. Think of it, it goes out as a jangled, erratic, horrid message. You have all seen Emoto's work on the vibratory power of sounds and emotions. So when you say things that are derogatory, that energy in your voice is carried. So shift some of your patterning by free choice and free will in terms of how you are describing current situations. So when you look at a situation of chaos, it does not harm to identify it as a situation of chaos, but keep out the shame, blame, fault, anger, fear. Send it the light. So you are discerning, yes, this seems like a very apparent chaotic situation. And in that, I am not giving you my hatred, my anger, my desire to control your situation. I am giving you the brilliance of my clarion call. I am imitating Archangel Gabriel.
You are mentioning the energy of transmutation, and before you had said infuse it with the Grailsha. Would you say more about that, please?
Grailsha, your chakra and the essential energy of Grailsha is one of what you can think of as universal communication. Of course, it is associated with the blue of communication as well, but it is universal communication. And this is an energy that brings about clarity, truth, illumination in tangible form. So when you bring and marry the Grailsha to your words, to every form of communication, what you are doing is you are implementing Sedor.
Fabulous.
It is.
Okay, so we're kind of at the end here, but I just would like to say, since this is going out into the everywhere, on behalf of myself and our listeners and all of humanity, I am in such gratitude for all that you've done on our behalf and that you continue to do. Thank you so much.
Now that is music to our ears, to all of our collective ears, from the smallest ship to the biggest fleet. We hear you. And we respond by saying thank you for listening. Thank you for hearing us. Mm-hmm. Thank you for giving us a platform in which to vibrate throughout your planet.
Hooray!
We love you, sweet one. We love all of you.
Lovely.
Farewell.
Thank you. Farewell.
Shine upon.